You've heard it a million times, right? You need an email list. But every time you sit down to write an email to your readers, you find yourself staring at a blinking cursor, wondering, what on earth do I even say? Or worse, you finally send something out and it just feels salesy, like you're bothering your readers. If you've ever felt this way, I get it. And you are not alone. Because here's the thing most people won't tell you. Building an email list that actually works, one that sells books without feeling like a pushy, spammy marketer, isn't about having the perfect funnel or sending a perfectly crafted sales pitch. It's about connection. So today, I want to show you a different way to approach email marketing as an author, a way that feels authentic, useful, and even fun. Yes, it can be fun. So if writing emails feels awkward, intimidating, or like a total waste of time, keep listening, because by the end of this episode, you will know exactly how to write one simple email this week that can start building a relationship with your readers and sell your book in a way that feels good to you and to them. So let's jump on in. All right, first things first, let's reframe how we think about email marketing. I want you to stop thinking about your email list only as a sales tool and instead start thinking of it as a way to deepen your reader connections. Because when you show up in someone's email inbox, you're literally stepping into their personal space. You have their undivided attention in a way that social media just can't provide. It's not about trying to get their money. It's about starting a conversation. So your job through email is very simple. You can entertain, update, and invite. Not beg, not sell, not hustle. Invite. Invite them into your world. Invite them to care. Invite them to explore more. This shift alone is really going to completely change how you feel about your email list. And to help you do this well, I have something that you can grab right now for free. It's my ultimate newsletter checklist. It walks you through the exact steps that you need to make sure your newsletter is reader-focused, connection-based, and actually effective. You can download it for free using the link below and in my show notes. All right, so let's talk about the kinds of emails that actually sell books without being salesy. Here are three simple types of emails that you can send that not only feel great to write, but your readers will actually want to open. So here they are. The first email type is the story email and a subtle call to action. Now, this email is my favorite. It's where you share a quick personal story or a behind-the-scenes moment or an interesting insight about your book. Then, at the end, you casually link in your book. It's no hard pitch, just, hey, if you want to read more, here's where you can find it. Readers really love these emails because they feel like they peek behind the curtain. It really builds a connection and curiosity. So for fiction writers, maybe share the moment when your character first came to you or the unexpected twist that popped into your head in the middle of the night. Talk about what sparked the story or a unique detail that shaped your plot. This kind of storytelling draws readers in and invites them to experience a story with you. And if you're a nonfiction writer, maybe you share a lesson you learned or a story that illuminates a point from your book, and then invite them to dig deeper by checking it out. Again, it's casual, story-driven, and human. So the second type of email is the value-packed newsletter. Now, this is where you share resources, recommendations, tips, or behind-the-scenes updates. So think about it this way. Here's what I'm reading this week, or a few things that I think you'll love. So for fiction authors, that might be character inspiration, a playlist that you made while writing, or a sneak peek of what you're writing next in your next book. For nonfiction authors, it could be a helpful article, an insight related to your topic, or a quick win that your readers can implement right away. You become someone that they look forward to hearing from because you always have something interesting or helpful to share. And this builds trust. And when you do have a new book to share, they're going to listen because you've showed up with value, not just a sales pitch. And the third type of email is the reader magnet funnel. Now, this is the sequence that kicks in when someone signs up for your freebie. Now, we call that freebie a reader magnet or an incentive, and it's a powerful way to attract the right kind of readers to your list. The key here is to offer something that solves a specific problem or adds extra value. So for fiction authors, this might be a prequel novella, a bonus scene, a character profile. For nonfiction authors, it could be a worksheet, a quiz, or a short guide that aligns with your book's topic. And once they've downloaded that freebie, you can send them a short automated welcome sequence that introduces you and really sets the tone and starts that relationship. This is where automation becomes your best friend. This helps you build a connection, the momentum that you need without really needing to manually follow up with each person who signs up. If the idea of coming up with a freebie or setting up your newsletter makes you want to curl into a ball and hide, I've got you covered. In my newsletter starter kit, I have over 40 freebie ideas, instructions on how to set up your email, and a lot more. You can check that out in the show notes or in the description below. So let's talk about a few tips to help you write emails that feel genuine and build trust. So number one, write like you're emailing a friend. Use your reader's name, ask them questions, keep your tone relaxed and conversational. You don't need to be formal or overly polished. Number two, use subject lines that spark curiosity. No clickbait, just clear and intriguing. So for example, instead of saying newsletter number 5 or new newsletter, try the scene that almost broke me or what I learned from writing the ending first if you're a fiction author. If you're writing nonfiction, something like The Surprising Habit That Boosted My Productivity works great. And number three, set up a welcome sequence. This is a set of 3 to 5 emails that new subscribers get when they join your list. It helps you create a consistent first impression and sets the stage for a long-term relationship. You can automate it so it runs in the background while you get back to writing. And let's take a second to go back to that reader magnet, because it really is one of the most powerful ways to grow your list and to set up your email marketing to succeed. If you don't have one yet, start simple. Ask yourself, what could I offer that gives readers a taste of what I write about or solves a small problem related to my book's topic? The best reader magnets are specific and valuable, not generic and not fluffy. And the goal isn't to attract everyone, it's to attract the right people. People who are going to love what you write and want more. Now, I know that this can feel like a lot, but here's the good news. You don't have to overhaul everything right now. I want to challenge you to do just one thing this week. Pick one email type we talked about today, either a story email or a value-packed newsletter or setting up your reader magnet funnel. And just write one short email. That's it. No need to make it perfect, no pressure, just write it and then send it. Because the biggest hurdle in email marketing isn't finding the perfect strategy, it's taking that first step. And to help you with that, I want to invite you to download my newsletter starter kit. It includes templates, examples, and step-by-step instructions to help you get your first email written and sent. You can grab it right now using the link in my show notes or in the description below. Now, here's the truth. Email marketing doesn't have to feel spammy. It doesn't have to feel exhausting. It doesn't even have to be scary. You already know how to tell stories. You already know how to connect with people. You already have what it takes to build an email list that sells books without selling your soul in the process. All you need is a simple plan and the confidence to show up. And I promise, once you start doing that consistently, everything gets easier. You build trust. You build momentum. You build a community of readers who are excited to buy your books. And that, my friend, is when your email becomes your most powerful marketing tool. So take that first step. Pick your email, write it, and send it. And let me know how it goes. I'd love to hear from you. So until next time, happy writing and happy emailing.